That's interesting.
Oh! Fuck out! Oh!
All right, we're good.
Yo!
Yeah, we have the same. Actually, I was trying to look for that one.
From the same Indian person.
Yeah, I did Asian.
I don't rock with those guys.
Notch. Okay.
Do Asian people have good wigs?
No. But they have wigs.
I see.
Asad, mm-hmm. What's your last name?
Benbo.
Benbo, but do you say that?
Or? Yeah, you can say Asad.
Asad Benbo. Abad Venmo.
Sorry, you can say Asad if you don't want to do that.
Okay.
As well.
Damn, Leah, you look good.
I know, right?
Yo,
that's funny. Oh, a bra and everything. Like I said, I want people to see this from the jump and not like take me seriously or respect me. And then
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I want the. I just want the first. Like,
okay,
when
I'll tell him.
Clips
when.
Come out and all that yeah. shit. I want people to see that. See oh, me
actually,
and they're gonna be like, "She's an OnlyFans model."
Hopefully,
shit.
It'll be
and
like
then they'll
10
go
to 15.
My profile because they want to subscribe.
Well, actually, like more like 15.
Shit.
15, but no, you let,
and then they
let me know if it's
soft,
15.
But appreciate
how would they see you and respect you from the first place? Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like I mean,
do OnlyFans or not?
I've done it. You've stalked me enough, you know.
No, really?
Yeah.
Dang, yo, this
is...
It's not active?
I wasn't, because I'm
this
famous now.
This has an
no.
entirely different vibe.
Straight up.
Is it still up?
No, literally, my management team was like, you have to delete this now.
Damn.
You had OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I became famous, so I had to
why'd they tell you to delete it?
Because I'm famous now.
I would have subscribed.
Oh, because
I know
like,
you
yo,
got $10, I know. I know you got $10.
If that gets leaked, it's over for you type shit.
It did get leaked on Reddit. But
why is it over? I thought that was part of like normal society. You see that girl that
cooking with Kaya
that fucked 100 guys in a day.
I want to don't talk about it until we could talk about that on the podcast.
No, we're rolling
as fuck.
I was
oh,
doing
really?
Cooking with Kaya when I was during the pandemic. I was cooking.
What's cooking with Kaya?
She's a. I'm surprised you don't know. She's a beautiful, voluptuous black woman.
Oh, on OnlyFans.
Is she? She probably is, but
on OnlyFans.
She might
oh,
be.
I don't know. She just alone.
She be cooking and shit.
Can you pull up cooking with Kai?
She just cooks and she
twerks.
She'll twerk.
She'll
yeah,
twerk.
She'll twerk,
oh.
she'll twerk before
like,
and after.
Cooking with Kai.
Yeah,
and then guys
it.
Just love it.
I started that. I swear, everything that I fucking did and didn't execute completely is now
yeah.
the you, thing. I did
really?
That during quarantine. I was doing my bathing suit.
And you were shaking ass.
I was shaking what I have.
Right.
And in a bathing suit.
She wouldn't call it ass.
I would. Well, don't.
Do you ever feel like you never? You do. You how often do you feel like you don't have enough ass? Like,
depends on what race of man I'm with at the time.
Like a Jamaican guy or something.
Oh, I feel like a petite 12-year-old white boy when I'm with a Jamaican man.
Oh, but
with Vinny, I feel
guy.
Like a Jamaican woman.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. There you
but
go.
Yeah,
you feel like Kaya.
I love
yeah, big. I feel like Kaya. I do. No. And I could cook.
I love big asses. I don't care.
I know you
what
like,
race
right.
it is. She got to have a big ass.
What's the biggest ass you ever got
eight?
Behind, Vinny? You be eating big ass?
That's not.
Big ass gets a little bit.
That's a lot.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That's a lot of ass.
It's
to
a
eat.
Lot of things
it's
to
funny to imagine
through.
Your face inside some butt cheeks.
I know. I would. You just can't physically get there.
I feel you.
You have to go, you know?
And what we like eating ass is a new thing. That's been around since like.
Your face is a little, you got a little bit of an aerodynamic face.
Very small.
You can squeeze through like an alley.
Can get
yeah.
through.
Well, definitely yours.
Excuse me?
Did you hear about the girl
no,
on OnlyFans that
no, fuck,
fucked 100
no,
girls
no.
in a day?
Oh, it was 100 guys.
Lily Phillips.
See, I make him choke sometimes.
Wait, she fucked 100 guys in a day?
Yeah.
Who is this?
What's her name?
I never heard
Lily
of that.
Phillips.
She's British?
Yeah, she's
you
British.
You think she'll fuck with me? That's the yeah. joke that everybody makes.
Well,
I hope she's all right.
Be,
fucking 100 guys.
Well, she was
lot.
Crying on
good.
The internet because of it. She was emotional. But then she said
that's
she wants
real.
To go for...
Dick will do that to you.
She wants to go through for 1,000 next year.
Type
a
shit.
1,000 guys
yeah.
in a day.
In
yeah.
one day?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's kind of like when you're like, okay, I've tried weed.
How
let me
do you
do
get
crack.
1,000 guys to sign up for that?
That's,
Indian
that's
guys?
That's the question.
Get
you
a bunch of Indian guys?
No,
I'm just, oh my God. That's
well, there were subscribers.
By numbers.
There were subscribers for OnlyFans, so I was like, damn, that subscription is low. Because if it was high, it wouldn't be. Because I did that.
Who
I went from
Lily Phillips?
10 minutes to
pick
wait,
it, look
10
it
minutes.
Up. Look it up.
Yeah.
$10 to $50, Phillips. And I stopped having subscribers when I changed
damn,
it to
so
50.
Yeah. I don't know. So I feel like it's coming to the new normal. You know?
What's the most subscribers you had on OnlyFans?
Lily Phillips? 100 guys in a day?
I just know I was able to afford groceries for 7 months. I wasn't good at OnlyFans. That's the thing. I wasn't good.
Right.
What do you like feel like, how do you feel like you could have been better?
Butthole. Like actually show.
Wait, can you go to... She had a sex with 100 guys in a day?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they, and it's cool. Good business tactic. There were men that she didn't know personally, but they were from her. They were fan, at least fans, you know? So it's like, yeah, they were going to pull up.
Assad made a good point. How do you get the men? Like, do you ever see bukkake?
I get why.
I don't. Of course, I mean, I like Asian food, but I don't
there
really
will
like,
always be no. guys. I mean, there are always is going to be. I want to know what happened in her life. Well, because I'm not saying it's bad or nothing, but just yeah. like what brings
we can't
you
say
to like want to do that. You know what I mean? Not saying that there's nothing wrong with doing that. But no. just like, you know what I mean?
I think Europe
well, as
is
a
different.
Woman that, that's
Europe
worked at a strip club and
as
has
a man who's
fans,
fucked a thousand in a day.
She's not happy. She doesn't have a father. No, like.
Because I don't think.
Yeah, it, you changed now. Last you, time. Yeah, yeah. The oldly, it would be like, she got no dad.
No, I think the old and the newly is collaborative. It's like, I think now I just don't care. Okay. I actually met my dad for the first time in like 20 years for Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah. And
that's insane.
And he was like, I'm your daddy. And I was like, that's crazy because I've been saying that for 20 years. And usually when I say daddy, I get paid. And he haven't given me. He did.
Do you
that's
feel
the
like,
most he's given
did
me.
Did you find him on like Ancestry.com?
Facebook, same
oh,
thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wait, was cool. he what you expected?
How'd it go though? Like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What you say, was he expected? What was he what I...
Like what you expected him to be like? You know what I mean?
No, I thought he was going to be... A lot dusty, or like he was,
oh, he was
pretty
like
fresh. He was
oh.
fresh. Yeah, he was yeah. fresh as fuck. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I don't have any money from you, but you have new teeth. Like that's
well, fresh as fuck. Know. Guys like get pussy, you know.
Oh, he gets pussy. No, yeah. And I told
I'm
him
saying, that's how we had you.
Yes. Oh, he has like he had me and like seven other children. I was like, you right. never had condoms. You have condoms in '98. Like
you got to be fresh for that. You know?
Yeah, but it went great. He's we're like the same. I
Wait,
get all my
still
humor from him.
Keeping contact.
I you know I told him I was like I'm gonna treat you like I treat niggas.
You oh. should because yeah. he came back when you're up
right type shit.
He came
and so
back
I was like
up,
no
that's
I'm gonna
that's what I say to my dad too
right.
He didn't
shit.
Come back.
Oh, you call you said I'm gonna treat you like niggas. Is that what you told your dad? Yeah, yeah. You said I'm gonna treat dad. I'm gonna treat you like niggas. We how missed, you said that in Italian?
We missed the joke. What?
No, I got the joke. I just don't find anything humorous about that.
Exactly. It just wasn't funny.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Damn. It's all right. I don't know. I'm actually not all right. I have no idea.
Wait, can we? I want to set the table a little bit. That was a great intro. So a friend of the show, Leah Samsonite, is here.
Oh, thank
Leah
you.
Samson.
Yeah.
She's great. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You look great.
Thank you. You can stop flirting with me
still
every
doing,
time.
Still up at the, every night in the city, doing yes. stand-up.
Yes. I live in New York now. I live in Manhattan now.
Oh, because you were in Jersey before.
Yes, which was... Why does people give Jersey so much shit? I like Jersey.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Are you flying the drones? What do you think about the drones?
Save me, daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Take me, scoop me up. And I think it's like an Escalade. I was like...
They say it's the size of a
I was like, period.
Car.
Like, insane. Yeah, if you're going to come through with the money bus.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
like that.
And we have Assad here. Now, Assad, I met on Wildin' Out.
That's not cool.
So Wildin' yes. Out, and now you're yeah. you're a hilarious stand-up too.
Thank you.
How man. Old are you? You're young.
I'm 21.
You're 21. I'm 30.
You talking about my stand-up.
I'm 37.
You said you were crushing it.
He did.
No, I said you're still up. I said you're still up every night.
That could be anything.
I didn't compliment.
That could be up on the corner. Like I could be like, okay, whatever. It's not about me right now.
To
sorry,
be
sorry.
Up every night, you have
yes.
to be good.
Thank you. Appreciate
you know.
That. Thank you.
I'm not saying you are, but you know.
You thought that was funny.
Thank you, Vinny, for the intro. That was a really good intro.
Yeah,
it was
so
really an honor.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of women that watch this.
Yes,
you're still single.
If you're a woman out, I'm single. I've never had a girlfriend in my life. I've never had sex in my life.
No,
I don't know any women. I have Period. No women friends. Yeah. But I'm not weird. I actually don't make them uncomfortable. Damn, that was a horrible introduction.
Are you really a virgin? I feel like you're lying.
I just got to be upfront with it because I can't keep on going through like, acting like I'm not. And then like, I just feel like it's going to come back to bite me. So I'm trying to get it like just out. So like,
we're making it's an official
what I mean?
Announcement.
No, it's not official. I've said it on like multiple podcasts. Oh, it's kind of bad. Podcast.
Women like virgins though. We like defensive men. We like defense.
Should.
We like weak men.
Yeah. Now old women like Leah, like would love
weak.
You.
I'm not weak. No, I am. I'm bitch made.
Type shit. Like
I am bitch made. If you're a girl out there, you go bitch that. Me around. I've never like gotten any confrontation with any woman. I don't really like. I don't know. I'm not on like any far right shit or nothing. I'm just weird as hell. So
you ever hit a woman?
That's kind of where I'm at.
You ever hit a woman?
Hit a girl?
Yeah.
No.
Like uppercut.
Could I?
Pussy.
I could. Bro, I just would get scared. Honestly, a girl. I'm much more likely to get beat up by a girl.
Mm,
that like sounds that. Pussy too though. No,
no,
I'm not.
That gets you pussy.
No,
actually.
No, that's not cool. That's not. I'm not getting beat up by a woman. But I just have
could
normal
you be
relationships
like an alpha
them.
Male of a household. Like
could
if you
I?
Were married.
But I don't think that's what I'm even trying to be. Like I'm not probably not. I'm. You know what I mean. I don't even think I can
because
be like.
You.
I can drive the car, give the directions, throw the football on my son. and like get them fitted up right and like do good stuff.
Are you man enough to have a son?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna make him. Well, nah, maybe he might be like trans or something, but I fuck with that too. I'll make him good. And I'm not even that's bad or nothing. Like,
he can
be
whatever. Sex first,
my son can be whatever he wants to be. That's what I'm trying to say.
Very politically correct.
Yes.
That's some bitch shit for real, for real. Yeah.
They're trying to get me. They're not getting me. If you're a girl out there, please have sex with me. I'm begging of you.
Leah, thanks for bringing your child to the podcast today.
You're welcome. They said the abortion was cleared, but apparently they kept growing.
So how's your life changed at all since Wilding Out?
Obviously, not getting any girls.
Right.
You're
a good roaster.
Nick has 17 children. Or baby mamas.
You're a good roaster. Oh, wait, you have to get pussy from being on stage in like comedy.
Comedy?
Yeah.
Well, bro, it's just like everybody's kind of older, though.
So?
It's just not.
Leah's old. She would have sex with you.
My wig is not me. Chill the fuck. I wouldn't have sex. Respectfully.
I appreciate that, Leah. That's
perfect. Like, you're cute, though. You're cute as hell, but like,
Because he's not white.
I feel good.
No, see, what is this fixation that I like white men?
You think I'm fine shit? Like, I'm.
Like.
I think you're a good looking kid.
Yeah.
And funny.
If I was like 15, for sure I would date you 100%. If I was like 15, you still the same age that you are now.
But I'm 21 now.
It still stays the same age you
are.
That's
why.
But if I was 15, for sure,
100%. I'm just immature as shit. I'm just out here being immature. And that's really what's.
You just wearing a lot of colors, and I think that would attract me if I was 15.
Is that not fly though?
It is. And you're.
Thank
you. No, you're a cute man.
Yeah, but imagine you dress like some like art, like chic Soho model, like Jaden Smith
just lame,
type shit.
Though.
Yeah, that's why I like you.
Then he's gay.
No, I liked him because as a 21-year-old, like when we did the show, he was like a super dark sense of humor, and I fuck with that. He wasn't snowflake.
You gotta be. You gotta be crazy.
When did you start doing comedy? How old were you?
18.
Oh, so not
yeah,
that
relatively
long ago.
Recent.
Oh,
yeah.
18. But, 21, that's 4 years.
Yeah, no, that's really. But I'm trying to think really. Anything else different in my life, really? How has my life changed from Wilding Out? Not really, bro. Like, I got more money now, kind of. But not even really. Like, my shit's just kind of the same, but I'm just talking to you, so that's cool.
Yeah, you make connections. It's networking.
Tight shit.
And they're going to air the second half of the season. I only think they aired...
Oh, dead ass?
Yeah, because I only think they aired, like, the first half.
But you think that'll come out, though?
Yeah, I think it's
going to... Of Wilding Out?
Yeah, yeah. Nick Cannon is going to make it happen. He has a lot of babies to feed.
I met
But y'all are on the recent?
We were on
the recent.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, so y'all already filmed it and it's coming out.
He had no idea who I was.
Everybody, yeah, I didn't.
But we did.
Me too. I was.
You didn't?
I didn't. I didn't.
That's
Vinny, again, he thinks that every black woman in America is obsessed with
him.
I wasn't actually.
Yeah.
No, you know who put me on? Actually, another comedian put me on to you. Yeah, and then I was like, he's doing comedy. I was like, ooh, his career is not going well right now.
It's the opposite. Comedy. I do my like struggle shit when I'm at my peak. Like, I became a stripper when things were going great.
You got videos of you stripping?
Yeah,
the Magic Mike shit, right?
Chippendales.
Oh, Chippendales.
Can we
the
watch,
lower
can
one.
Can we watch your videos?
You can
stripping?
Pull up Chippendales.
And you did.
But I saw you once at the club. You were just like walking around. I'm like, oh, she's pretty cute.
When
you
see nails?
No, at the stand.
At the stand, yeah.
You know when you see like a hot girl comic?
Yes.
It's like intimidating, right?
It is.
Well, bro, but honestly, all the comedian ladies, like, they're, yeah, nah, it is intimidating.
No, what's the craziest? When you see a hot girl comic at the stand and then Leah walks in.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was good. Gas her up.
Yeah.
No, that was.
No, you're trying to be funny again.
Misdirect.
Again.
I thought
when
you were saying
you're
that
fucking
she was
with
hotter.
Real professionals right now, Vinny.
That's me.
This is
what
insane.
What AI ass fucking. What is that? No, get the fuck out.
How do you.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not.
Women in engagement, March 11th to April 10th.
And this is when you were up?
I don't. This is when I was up.
Do you have a chess piece? Is that real? Or is that AI? That's AI.
It was like a one of them
a
stick
stamp,
on.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Remember those?
Yeah, the shit you get with like two tokens.
You pull it off and shit. No, I did that for a while. But
yo,
yeah.
You look sick, though. I'm not going to lie.
I just wanted to do it because of
what happened?
I'm not
going to
lie.
Like this anymore.
I'm doing comedy now. I'm turning into a fucking...
A piece flub. Of shit. Yeah, which makes you better. Actually.
I like how not embarrassed you are by this.
Right.
Your
you're very confident.
Dude, I did this like for fucking 3 years.
Well, that makes
honestly,
it so
bro,
why
your
you
life
stand
must
up.
Be fucking mind-breaking. Like, how have you like... All right, so from all the Jersey Shore stuff and all that stuff, like...
Yeah.
How is that? You know what I mean? How many times were you about to crack or some shit and be like, yo, fuck this shit. Like, why the fuck am I doing all this? You know what I mean? You ever wish you just were like
regular?
Like an accountant or some shit? You know what I mean? Or nah?
No, not really. Because I grew up like super like poor and I like never thought my life would be cool. Sure.
Yeah, no, in fact.
So, yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
Well, and the unfortunate thing.
Also, I've been able to kind of like, when you're like a D-list celebrity, you kind of like.
Okay, that's a little high.
Yeah, thanks. You could like walk up the street and still be okay.
Sure.
But then still like get four seats to the Knick game, which, you know.
I see.
So I wish I had a girl to bring, you know?
That's awesome.
Vinny.
Now you live in the city.
Well, I do, but everyone's thinking you're my gay best friend.
That's true.
They're gonna think you're gay.
If only I was a girl that I could go to the game with you, Vinny.
Can I go? Can we go?
Maybe.
I need you to say it like on this camera. Actually.
No, because people like they point the camera and they're like, oh, they're together now. But with you, they wouldn't think that.
They would think I would never date you for sure. Right.
Think I would never date you.
I can feel the sexual tension right now.
We've already discovered that he's not, his attitude may be of a black man, but genitalia is not. And I just don't.
We have not established that.
Yeah, we talked about it. You said I have a little penis.
The jury has been ruled on that many times. That's my thing. Did you know that?
Did you have a little penis?
No, big penis.
Your thing is you have a big cock?
Yeah.
And see, jokes on you, I really don't like big penises because they give me yeast infections. So when we have the discussion, it actually made me actually.
What is? How does it size?
No way.
Because like the surface area is more like, collects more dust.
A lot of dust. No, I have a lot of, I have, I'm like a studio. There's always some space in each corner. But yeah, no, I just.
All right, you can shut me off.
Can you look up Vinny G on Red
Penis?
Tube? On Red Tube?
Well, no.
I want to have a laugh.
I want to see Leah's OnlyFans. That's what I want
to
see.
You know, go to Reddit. I think it's still up. Oh, I think you can Google.
But you weren't naked.
I was naked, but I would put like emojis over my body parts, like a shit emoji. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It would be funny if you put the crying.
Men were so
pissed.
It would
be funny if you put the crying, laughing emojis because you're a comedian.
Yeah, I would. Well, I'll do the throwing up one. Oh, so that was close enough. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't do throwing up one though.
Why not?
Because it's not like it's nasty. It's like
satire. You know,
but that's good. That's pretty funny.
I want people to know that I have range.
That's it.
That's fire. Wait. So I went into the workshop and aside,
and it looks
they didn't
pretty.
Know who I was, which is. Like, again, D-list, not everyone knows. And
I think it's more...
But I went back to the workshops. Don't you fuck with that?
What?
I could have just walked onto the
stage. No, you were sick, bro. Like, I genuinely, like, no, you've been a nice guy. Like,
thanks, man.
I was like, well, because everybody was thought that you were the man and they were asking you questions. You were talking about being on Dancing with the Stars and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? Like, was he a dancer or something? Like, I thought that he was a behind the scenes, like, just, like, he just was improv, like, great, like, performance guy.
Yeah.
And then we were just doing the shit, and then he was like, I was on Jersey Shore, and I was like, holy shit, that's crazy.
Well, mind you, he's old as fuck, and you're very young.
Yeah,
Jersey Shore came out, like, 19.
Like a race and generation
I was 21
thing.
Yesterday, don't you?
19. Well, at least I'll always look it, okay?
Okay, so I'm setting the table a little bit here. So we caught up with Asad and Leah, and I have a special surprise for both of you guys. Since you brought your child here for his birthday, I have a new guest coming in. His name is, you going to get him? His name is Devante Magic.
Okay. And I'm gonna. So this is reparations.
It's not Magic Mike.
This is just Vinny with
this
black
is my
people.
Reparations.
This is Vinny with black people.
He's Puerto Rican or something like that.
That's
kind of black?
The same
kinda
thing, bro.
Vinny with kind of black people?
Yeah, what you think about...
That's white.
Well, like
you
the think about spectrum.
Tony Hinchcliffe's Puerto Rico joke.
Stop. We discussed this. Devante, welcome to the show. This is Asad. Leah.
What's the shit?
She's missing Bodhi a nail.
I am. Can we not get this on camera, please? It happened
today.
Make sure
you do things that really zoom in on Leah's nails.
I saw my jacket. Fuck you.
I'm hype.
So, Devante, one night I was sitting in Tao. It's a fancy restaurant in the city.
I know exactly. I have lots of men that take me there.
Ooh.
That's where men take basic chicks, like...
That's why you were there.
It's called Bridge and Tunnel.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Not you two basic bitches.
It's a bridge and tunnel place. You know what that means? It's like where like people in Staten Island are like, hey, I want to take you out tonight. And like, we're going somewhere fancy. And it's Tao, you know?
I'm talented. I don't fuck with men from Staten Island, but okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was sitting in Tao, love Tao. And Devante walked in with my friend Mike Zanman, who my friend Mike Zanman does magic.
Okay.
So
and Zans?
Zanman.
You know there's a rapper named Zanman.
Really?
Yeah. He's the man. But you continue.
Our Zanman is not a rapper.
All right.
He's like a Jewish guy.
And his name is Zanman? He just does a lot of Zans?
No. That's his name. Anyway.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And then Devante started doing, I would call it, I guess, magic, but it was, I know you call it mentalism, mm-hmm. right? That's your thing. Can you describe a little bit about what that is?
You know, I try not to use the mic. You know, I use mentalism because that's what, you know, it's, I guess, is what other people have called it, but I've heard it called everything, and I've heard it called, I've heard people say, I don't know what that was, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when people see it, they kind of make up their mind on what it is, but I find that people can't really fully wrap their heads around, like, what the hell they just experienced.
Like a bad trip? Like a trip?
It's like a trip. Yeah. I don't know about a bad trip. Depends. Like, I guess it depends the mood you're in. You feel me?
Like a trip. Yeah. So, yeah. Right, you have
surrounded by the depending
good
on the mood, you're right. You might take it a certain way.
I'd never do shrimp.
I can already tell I don't fuck with this shit.
Yeah. No, we're black. That's why we don't. It sounds like witchcraft.
It sounds like a good time.
I'm not joking.
Well, you said he was half, so.
Yeah, so I'm listening.
Yeah. You're half listening.
Maybe I'm half. Maybe you know something I don't.
Yeah, facts.
You have Timberlands. I trust you.
N-word or nah?
Because, what were you guys talking about?
Because it's just Vinny and black people.
Yeah, they said Vinny and black people. I'm like, he's not black. What are you?
Dominican aren't. Ecuadorian.
Oh, okay. So he's not Puerto Rican. Guys. Wait, so I was there. And he's the best I've ever seen. Deadass. Like, that's the best insane. I've ever seen when it comes to, like, people coming up to you, trying to fuck with you.
This is crazy.
Trying to do shit to you. And
I guess it's because of where I grew up at. That's kind of like the difference between me and, let's say, like a dude in Vegas, you feel me? That was like on stage.
Mm.
You go into high school in Brooklyn, motherfuckers is not just letting you, you know what I mean? Like,
well, they thought you were Jesus.
No, I mean, you didn't even get that. Like, you didn't, off the rip, you didn't even get that opportunity, you understand?
I think Jesus went through that. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think
he was doing like his miracles, and then people were
People were wearing as judgmental. Like, he was saying they probably thought he was lame or some shit, but he was doing that shit.
I think I think once Jesus saved that prostitute, people was like, damn, well, he's also saving families.
He's down.
But like magicians, like sometimes like they're corny. Like they come up to you. It's like some, like, you know, like he's wearing a suit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Devontae is just like a New York guy.
You gotta go watch on to some fucking.
Oh, he's
Tims.
Like he's cool.
He's wearing Tims.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's hard.
Yeah, that's why I trust. That's why I'm listening. I trust you.
So did you start with this like in high school? Or
I started this when I was nine, but I started with you know, at 9 years old, I knew I was interested in, like, you know, something like magic. I first saw a magician, but I didn't even know what magic was. So I knew I was interested in magic, but I didn't understand that it was like a magic shop. So my dad was like, well, I work at, there's a shop, it's called Abracadabra, it's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's literally a magic shop in the back somewhere in this store. And he takes me there and the guy's like, well, I could teach you like some simple stuff. You know what I mean? Like the coloring book trick, you know, your dad pays and I teach you. And I was like, you could buy, like, what? I didn't even know there was a whole
community.
Merchant. Yeah, you know. Yeah. But that's how I got hooked into it. But, you know, when most kids leave that and they're like, you know what, I'm good. You know what I mean? That was a cool, you know, little moment. I was like, nah, there's something behind this. It's just that trick was cool. But I would always see like these magicians in the back room. Like they was working on different stuff. They was working on like the more serious things. And I was like, how about that? How about what you said?
I was like,
they weren't like rabbit in a hat.
No, like they're doing like the crazy
shit.
Also,
I'm sorry. So
they weren't like this shit.
I wish you were a better host. So what do you do? Like, so because we went
let's
straight
see it.
From
let's, we should try
mentalism, yeah, and I'm just hyped. Thinking about the time I went to the mental hospital.
So here's how we're gonna do.
You're
this.
Mentally
what do you
ill.
Do? Yeah, and it's, some people call it talent.
Yeah,
Vinny.
So like, I like to play. Just even when I meet somebody, I like to play this little. This
it should
little
probably
game.
Get weird.
Just I'm listen hype to him. As fuck.
Just listen to him. Stop talking during the movies.
Do you know I? Okay.
I'm going to write something down. I'm going to show the guys. I'm going to let you see this last because I want this to be a surprise to you.
I don't like my top being played with like this.
Look at me. I would say this will end up being this right here. Watch. I could be wrong because at the end of the day, this is every mind
Christ,
is different.
So it's any kind of
way. Every mind is different. You saw what I wrote. Don't say it, though. You can't see it. Close your eyes for a second. I'm gonna show
me?
The, yeah,
close my eyes?
Yeah. I'm going to show the camera.
Okay. I'm trusting y'all way too much right now.
Matter of fact, hold this just face down. Don't let her see it just yet. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. All right. So since y'all saw what I wrote, you can open your eyes now.
Okay.
Since y'all saw what I wrote, this will make sense to y'all, but it won't really make sense just yet to her. In a moment, look.
That's rude.
Look. She's going to open up my notes. She's going to do this from over there. She's going to open up my notes. The first list, what does it say?
What am I looking? Am I looking?
Celebrities.
So I'm going to just explain it to them, but in a moment it'll come to you. So I just want them to be following this. The list of celebrities has 100 names.
Right.
I'm not going to ask her to choose a favorite because maybe you might think, yeah, Devontae probably knows she's going to choose this and that. You saw what I wrote, right?
Yes.
In a moment, she's going to have a free choice. Listen to me. If I said to you right now, would you consider yourself a lucky person?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's why this made me very uncomfortable.
And this should work. If I said to you right now, you go into the casino of your mind and you have 100 numbers on the table, and I say to you, pick up one number, random number, 1 through 100, what number are you choosing?
I'll have to tell you.
Say it out loud. I can't change what I wrote. You saw what I wrote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time, be honest though. Okay. What number came to your mind?
I'm so used to men playing with my top, so I'm in.
When you say top, you mean, what do you mean?
My head. Out of all the black people, women.
You should cut that out. That looks racist.
Yeah. Okay, okay, no, okay. It looks ignorant, actually.
No, she keeps saying playing
That's
with my top.
That's the thing. Everybody wants a black woman, but doesn't want to know our minds.
I've dated so many black women. And you none never of them have said them playing with my top.
It's context.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, Vinny. It's okay.
Black women, stop making this man feel good about himself. Or black women. I don't know.
She's thinking of a number?
Okay, 91.
Matter of fact, here, you do it yourself because you won't believe me.
I just said,
pass her the phone. Pass her the phone real quick. I just told them, remember, if you saw me, I told them, open up the notes real quick. And look at the first,
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Look at the first. Tap the notes. And
tap the
just
notes.
Tell me, what's the first list on?
I don't like any of this.
Just do
celebrities.
Where is the celebrities?
Yeah. Go to 91. And there's 100 numbers, right?
Got you. Go to 91.
Go to 91. As you pass the names, you obviously can see they're all different.
You see different names?
Could have chosen a different number.
Sure.
But you said 91, and there's always a reason why people choose what they choose.
No.
What number did you get? 91. Who did you get? You smiling, so you might...
Can you find my birth dad?
wait. Who was it?
I thought you found him on Thanksgiving.
Step one. Okay.
Who's 91?
Dave Chappelle.
Look at what I wrote.
Show the camera.
That is
get the fuck out of here. Nope. All right. Thank you so much. Aliens are real.
Wow.
Wait, no.
There's
bro, it
no.
says Dave Chappelle 15 times on here. No, it doesn't. That's crazy. That's insane.
No.
I'm telling you. I'm showing
the nail now. I don't give a fuck. What is
that's insane.
To you.
No.
Tell us why you said 91, though.
Yeah, you said 91.
That because was it was just a number.
That's your body count?
No, it's 100. 90. I chose it just because. Okay, this is too much right now, actually.
He's just warming up.
Can you do another one?
That's just the appetizer.
Am I pregnant?
I got chills.
Because I'm a little late.
This probably gets girls.
No,
right?
Fuck all this shit. How did you know that?
Shut up.
How did you know that?
So I guess I'm gonna show you two sides of what I do, right?
What
so
the like, fuck? He was there, right.
There's an idea that they say in mentalism is like mind reading, right? So
are you saying my numbers were
or it could be
you edit the shit out of this thing, bro.
No, you don't. This is what happens when you bring a conceptual to interrupt.
Let him talk.
The question is either I read your mind or the other option is that I made you think of something, maybe.
Or I'm a basic bitch, and it was very easy to figure out.
Let's see.
I am on this podcast.
Let's see.
All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Aura Frames. Look at this digital photo frame with a picture of me and my mother. Isn't that cute? My shirt's really tight. Aura Frames. All right. Best gift to give someone in your family that you love this holiday season. It's a digital photo frame. I literally can just take any picture and just send it to the photo frame. So if you have kids and they do something amazing, you just send it to your mom. This is sitting up on her little counter while she's cooking. And then boom, you get the picture. And it's not in your phone where she got to look at it. She got to get the glasses out. It's right there on full display. We were just saying that this should be like a backdrop of every podcast. Yeah, you could update it. You could update it. I don't think it even, you could put as many pictures as you want. There's like unlimited storage. How is that happening? How does unlimited storage fit in such a tiny little frame? I don't get it. What is this? A school for ants? Okay, that was from Zoolander. Anyway, Aura Framed. It is named the number one digital photo frame by Wirecutter. All right. It's incredibly smart and easy. Upload the photos, preload it with photos and videos using the Aura app, and then it's ready to go right out of the box. It literally just took me 5 seconds to set this up. All right, guys. So you definitely got to get your Aura frames for your house or a beautiful gift for somebody this holiday season. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames by using promo code Vinny at checkout. That is AuraFrames.com, promo code VINNY. This deal is exclusive to listeners of Something Went Wrong. So get yours now, just in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Aura Frames, baby. Get one. Now let's get back to the show.
If I said to you right now, do you feel that I could make you think of a number?
Wow. I didn't
like
think
against
that
your
you
will.
Could.
Like if you now know what I'm up to,
that's
you
crazy.
Said to yourself,
bro. I think I could have guessed. You could have the way that he did that shit. It's probably like you could have guessed whatever one, and it just would have been that one. That was freaky.
It's the fact that he wrote it down though. Like he yeah. wrote it down.
Yeah, that was insane.
That was the crazy part.
Put your hand flat.
What
like this.
What the fuck?
Like, put your hand flat like this. If I said to you right now. Wow. Imagine, matter of fact, you're in the same casino in your mind. Let's say you have a die.
Ooh,
a die in your mind and is moving around and it lands on a number. You have a number in your mind that it's landed on, yeah? But don't say it. Yes?
Yes.
If I said to you right now, do you feel that I put this number in your mind?
Did he touch him?
I'm not really, but...
I'm going to write down a number and I'm going to show them before you say
it.
Now, here's the crazy
it,
part. Even until the last moment crazy. That he says this, listen to this.
Yeah.
He might still be lying, right? So let's say I write a number down, and then at the last second he says, "You know, I'm gonna change it up on him."
Yeah, he's on the.
But this is what I grew up with.
Well, he's my son. I've taught him.
This is where I grew up on seeing if maybe this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show them a number. I don't want you to see it. But matter of fact, here's what you're gonna do. Without showing, don't even show them yet. Don't even show them yet. Right now, put the number that you're thinking. Put it face up, but use two hands, and then cover it with the other hand so that this way you could show the top number, whatever it is. I won't look. Don't let them see it either.
Oh, wait. Put it on the die.
Yeah, put it on
the
die.
Face up. The one you want it. The number you want it. Put it face up and cover it.
That's the way. That's the one that.
Which one?
This is the one I'm jacking right now.
Okay.
Right here?
Cover it up.
Right here?
And then cover it?
Yeah, yeah.
That one? Okay. This is fucking me up, yo.
Did Vinny see it or no?
I saw it.
But you guys obviously don't say anything. Obviously. Okay. Look at me. If I said to you right now, say nothing. Look at me. Do you feel like I made you think of this?
Not really, but we'll see, bro. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like it, but I feel like you're going to guess it probably, right?
For the first time, say, what was the number?
What I had was 4.
And then you changed to?
That's the one that I just showed. Is that what I showed you guys?
No.
What did I show you guys?
No, he showed.
Oh, because you looked top
he showed,
up.
He showed me 4.
Yeah, that's what I was jacking.
Different.
That's
the one. What did you see?
I saw 5.
Interesting.
Oh,
so you had 4 and then you switched it to 5?
No, I was showing you like this, but I guess I had this top up, but I was under the assumption that I was going like that.
Point, and you had it like the, then you like kind
of. So wait,
like,
you were thinking of 5.
Well, he kind of rolled it like this.
That's interesting. So one, because
I was showing him, I was thinking like 4, and then I was showing him like this.
Show me there. He was showing me like
this man's killer.
Let's go. I fucked him up.
No. This is good. Look.
Never mind.
No, this is good. Notice that even when you showed it,
I mean, you still were good though.
These wouldn't work on us.
No, this is good. Look. Even though you had only, and this is what I mean about the mind, is like, look, you thought of 4, you said originally.
Yeah.
But somehow you thought he was thinking of?
5, because I pointed to it.
I saw 4.
He's are you gaslighting?
Because he's in your casino.
Yo, you have a girlfriend? You toxic, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking toxic.
If I really wanted to, let's say, get a number that, or not even just a number, let's say I said to you, pull out your phone for a second.
I would never want to have an argument with him in a relationship. Nah, never. I'm not like.
He'd be like, snap. You're
and
wrong.
I'm like, I am.
Do you
a
feel
bitch.
Like telling girls you're a magician though? Does that ever stop? I feel like that's got to stop you sometimes.
What do you mean?
Like, you got to be like, yeah, I'm a magician, and then they're like, what? But then I guess they fuck with it. You make it cool or something.
I would. No, do sometimes it. they don't really fuck with it. I would do it
that's
every
what I was
night.
Imagining.
Well, I think y'all do. I think men y'all do that mentalism shit, and he just gets paid for it.
Yeah. I mean, I can make this dick disappear.
If I said to you right now,
you like that one? That was good.
Choosing a number between 1 and 100. That's at the end of the day, that's only 1 in 100.
Yes.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, what? What's happening?
So I said to him, choosing a number, 1 through 100, at the end of the day, that's just a 1 in 100 chances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? 1 in 6 chances was really just to show you that either an idea could be put inside of your mind, or I could try to get an idea out of your mind. So in this case, I didn't put a number in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get a number and just trying to pick up from the room what number you might say. But what if there was something private, something that I couldn't know? So here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to think about somebody you haven't spoken to in a minute, like somebody from high school, junior high school, you probably, I mean, you're going to need a second just to like,
these are the ones
like,
that fuck me up.
Make this shit so random. Nobody you searched recently, nobody you got on Instagram, literally make it somebody you don't have on social media that you think to yourself like, yo, I don't even know where this person is.
Oh, like Leah's dad?
Yeah. Well,
damn.
Facebook has the location. It's in his bio, you dickhead. All
right.
You have, do you know their last name?
Yeah.
All right, look, don't even show me it. Take your phone.
No, you're not. You feel good
about
that
one. Search their first and last name. Don't let me see what you
write. Stick it through, bitch. Stick it through.
Say you consent.
I'll think about it.
Nah, these are the ones that fuck me up. The one
comes through.
So he's thinking of someone.
Wait, so then I could, I type
someone like off the,
don't show it
off the grid.
Also, the fact I'm thinking, because y'all both said four, I'm five. Like, maybe I am the problem. Like, maybe that, because this is what you're saying, this is more of like a mental, like it's not necessarily like magic per se, it's just like, you know,
mental
yeah, right, is that, that's kind of how you think,
or actually
so
maybe
I'm in
I might
denial of most
I might
things,
be
which,
dead naming this accurate. Person I might have to change
no uh-huh. you go just lock the phone and we'll try it from here. Lock the phone and put the phone away though. Put it in your pocket.
Old. Can you be my daddy?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. I need like $20.
Okay. Like, as long right as now. You forgive what I just said.
I won't. That's a real father-daughter relationship. I will never let go of anything you've said to hurt me.
Okay, so can we recap?
So
this was somebody that...
I told him, for real, go on his phone. I said, look up somebody he hasn't spoken to in a long time. He has idiot. Don't show nobody. Don't even open it up. Put it away.
His phone.
It's
okay.
Fucking me up.
But you said look it up on social or write it or something.
Yeah. Look this person up, right? And do you got somebody?
I looked.
But don't tell me their name. Don't tell me. Don't even tell me if it's a guy, girl. Because I already heard you. You was even about to say like, yo, I don't even know if this person is living. That's too much information already. Look at
type
me.
Shit.
Just think of the first letter in their name. Don't even say nothing else. Look at me.
I don't want him to lose his job, but I really hope he's wrong.
Nah.
This is, I don't know. I don't like this.
Assad and him never met.
Black people.
Assad and him never met, by the way.
Why'd you bring black people on the show with the wizard?
Nah, I didn't see.
All right.
What'd you write?
Be honest, just because they don't even know this. What's the first letter?
I have A, like A.
A?
Yeah.
And what's the second letter?
L.
That's interesting.
Oh! Fuck out!
Oh!
All right, we're good.
Yo! When I tell you,
you're a demon, and respectfully.
But then also though, he might have just looked. He might have just looked at my phone when I looked, typed in like what I was looking up.
Because I was looking too. But
wait, what? What do you mean
look
at your phone?
Can we keep on doing this? This is very fun.
What do you mean look at your phone?
That was insane.
You wrote no. He did this shit to me in tell. I'm telling you.
That was fried. That was all. I'm bricked up right now.
Leah, set your sexy ass down.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Fred.
You really feel good.
Referring to me
that's
as
a really good time.
Bro, wait, that fuck. Was crazy.
Why are you trying to do comedy? Why don't we do this? I want to learn this.
I know.
Comedy is cool.
I know.
Is sick, but this is crazy.
I don't like this. I don't like my brain being played.
I love
like
it.
This. Who's, I don't like
who,
this shit.
So can we know who Al is or not?
Can I keep going with it or
you want to keep going with it? You
I'll
can keep going. With it.
Say, just
good.
Say it in your mind. Look at me.
I didn't even say anything.
It's like a fucking Alistar or something like this. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
What'd you say?
That is the kid's name, yeah.
What?
That's really good.
What's his name?
This kid, I went to school with this kid named Alistair Kimball, who, was I supposed to say
his
whole name?
How the fuck did you know that?
I went to school with this kid named Alistair, I think, I don't know if that's their name anymore, because I think they transitioned or something, but it did.
If you know the new name, yo.
That's insane.
Yeah, but if you can figure out the new name.
If you know the girl's name, I'm fucking.
Shannon says hi.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. Are you a medium? Like, can you connect with
I think he was, like,
bitch.
Reading the lips, like, the pronunciation, like, the phonics or some shit. I don't know.
I've always
was
told,
fried.
Don't trust a man in tennis.
Alistar is a weird...
I know, that's why I try to think name. Of a weird name. But my boy put me on to, or not even my boy, but they put me on to Eric Andre's show, and back in the day, and we listened to Tribe Called Quest, so I thought he was sick.
But this, you've never met him before.
No, I haven't talked to them in mad long. Like, I don't got him on no social media.
You've never met Devante. I literally
We know each other from comedy shows.
You could not have a more random
group
of individuals right now.
Not really. We're all kind of black.
No, we're pretty random.
Besides, we're all black if you really go far back.
But we're not.
No.
That was funny as fuck.
We're from Africa.
Oh my gosh, not the weed.
Yo, that's good though. Kinda.
That was crazy.
Can we keep doing that?
I mean, no, I don't know. Is that too much? I don't know how far he'll go.
But here's Tim's. I should have known. You can't trust nobody in Tim's like that. I don't trust you.
To me.
That sounds racist.
We could do one.
I think that's more
biblical. Yeah, do one for him.
Biblical.
Also, I don't know when you get when you get like tapped out. So you could like disappear. Can we?
Yeah, is
you
it want to just run like, out of vanish like, into answers the, to life and shit?
Into the night.
Can we guess the inches of his penis?
If he wants to share this kind of stuff, it's up to him.
Can we do that?
Well, ask Leah.
All right. Well,
the picture was blurry. That was baller. Okay?
That was fucking
was blurry.
Yo, you gotta put like a when he says some shit like that.
Was blurry.
You sent that shit from your Android. You know you got two phones.
That was bad.
All right, let's try this with you then. What's something I need, because you're obviously a public figure, so there's a lot of shit that's already out there. I can't guess like normal people that I meet. I literally
yeah,
be like, yo,
freaky,
I can tell you
bro.
Your birthday. I can I tell know. You a name.
What's my birthday?
No, but listen. If I tell you some shit like this, then,
you know.
Then for you, it would be like amazing, right? Because you'd be like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, but
if you tell him his birthday, you're going to be like, everybody here is going to be like, you ain't no mentalist. You
yeah,
just got
I know everything right. about you already.
Yeah. So I need this to be some shit that nobody knows about you. I need this to be, matter of fact, an embarrassing moment that you're willing to share right now.
Yeah, Vinny.
Embarrassing moment? Could it go back deep?
Or? As far deep as you want. Don't say nothing.
Pause.
play.
Embarrassing moment. Nah, because if you get this,
I mean, weird.
I got
fucking
it. I got it.
Thanks.
Do this. Here, actually, here. Yeah, actually, no. give this
that up. That was fucking crazy.
We're all upset with you right now. If you,
how this long is have awesome. Been going? Because if he gets this,
I'm not upset at all. This is the craziest. I've never. Normally, you go on a podcast. Just
later,
bullshit.
You're gonna show them, but not yet. Write down whatever it is that you're thinking about. Don't show nobody. Write this down. Now, if I would have asked you, what's the most embarrassing thing? Without me reading your mind, you're gonna just say it. What would you say?
One time I drunk pee one time when I was like five.
Wait,
you know how many times I hear the pee thing come up?
I don't even know.
Is that
I don't know.
Or
it's
just
a
like
lot. I can like write.
What else is embarrassing?
Right. Just give us a couple of words just so we can
you
read
didn't
it.
Didn't give me enough time to think about it. Embarrassing.
No, the pee. I've heard people peeing themselves in the airport. I hear this one a lot.
But I said I drunk my own. But nah, I'm trying.
I bled on stage.
How about you?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
You said you bled on stage?
Yeah, that wasn't embarrassing. I was like feminism. Well, I wasn't my period. I saw my period on stage. Do I tell you what it is? Okay, low key, I think I was a little baller for this, but when I was like 4 years old, I was mad that my mom got my little sister's friend for her birthday toys from the dollar store, because I'm like, we're better than that.
Uh-oh.
And so when they were like, this toy is from such and such, I stood up and I was like, from the dollar store, and everyone looked at me, and they were Cubans too, so they really wasn't fucking with me.
Damn.
Yeah, so I felt a little embarrassed about that. But,
okay, I got something. Don't show it to. Take the piece of paper, fold it up, sit on it. We're gonna get back to this one because this one takes me. You can put this down.
Oh, jeez.
This is gonna take me some time. Yeah, fold it up. Don't show it to them just yet.
Okay, I got to make sure that made sense. It was kind of like you can't describe your most embarrassed, like an embarrassing moment in a word.
Right.
Well, you're trying to do stand
what's
up?
Your most embarrassing
what?
Moment?
My most embarrassing moment?
I mean, it's not a word.
Easy.
I get you got to be quick to the punch.
Can we, let's, what's his?
What?
Mine is, I had one, I got to go up on Showtime at the Apollo for like the teens. At 16, I go up there, 2,000 people. I do really good the first time because nobody knew who I was. I don't ever look like a magician. So they was just, they were off the rip. They was just like, what is this?
That's right. Fine.
This shit look crazy.
Yeah.
They thought I was going to rap, sing, dance, steal, something else. But when I started taking, and I never do stuff with like weird, like rap. You know what I mean? Like everything I do is just like whatever's in the room. And I do really good.
It's cool. Not like Chris Angel.
So I go in there real, real confident. The next week, you got to go back, defend your title. I work on a whole new set. Shit, I've never done that. I never practiced. New ideas that I had. I had a guy and this girl that was going to be my assistant. She went up on stage. She's like, yo, we not supposed to like rehearse. I was like, nah, I got this. This is what I do. I was born to do this. We go up on stage. And next thing I know, I really was trying to do like the birds at that time. I was young. I was just trying to see what I could do. The birds running over here. The fucking,
you brought
the
animals?
Thing. Bro, I brought the whole thing and the whole shit's fucking up. I'm talking about the bird. The bird's supposed to be here. I see him walking over there. I hear everybody
thought
go.
Thought you was Mowgli, bro.
Everybody just starts booing. 2,000 people booing as loud as possible.
Did the Sandman come out?
Damn. Sandman came
enough
out.
About
you
everything.
The Sandman?
The Sandman.
Oh, shit. Yo.
We got to call the Sandman.
How many people?
2,000 people
booing? Enough about Lee's.
I've been
set.
Booed by some Italian guys before.
Oh my gosh. The same set you stole my jokes from? The ones that I talk about being a strong black woman. Yeah.
One time I was Long Island getting booed by some Italians. And then I was like, clap it up for, I wanted to get them to fuck with me again. So I was like, clap it up for black people, or as I know you like to call them moulinons. And then they all groaned and got mad.
Is that a cake?
What's the moulinon? I thought that was going like to be hilarious.
I thought that's fine. I've heard comics talk about
moulinon.
It's a slur for, it's like their N-word for us.
It means eggplant.
Type shit.
It means eggplant.
Yeah.
And like, it was in a lot of movies.
Moulinon.
Did you ever see The Bronx Tale?
No, yeah.
Our love story?
No, I never had cable. I don't know what that
is. It's not even Daddy. About cable. It's just like a good movie.
Oh, is that the movie where the black girl opens the door for the white dude?
Yes.
And he's like,
yes.
I fucking fuck with you. I like you.
Yeah, yeah.
And the family's like, don't be with
they
that
say that,
nigga. Or, can I say that?
The M word.
Can you say it? You said it.
Okay. I did. Don't bleep it.
All right. No, I want to try one thing before we get to this.
Yeah.
Pull out your calculator.
Oh boy!
Oh! Yo, the calculator shit and the fucking.
You bringing math into this shit?
He's gonna guess the exact date. He's gonna do the exact date in a second.
The location,
the iPhone lock shit is the shit I can't.
He knows your outfit that you had on when this happened.
Yeah,
I can't deal with this shit. Okay, calculator. Okay, got it. They did an update.
Okay, good. And matter of fact, you take out your calculator too.
Well, I gotta be involved.
Come on.
I'm just the talent. That's all I'm supposed to.
And then you said earlier that you had a lot of words in this. Can you just get down this because I need to keep it concise. Can you bring this, whatever it was, your memory, can you bring it down to like just a couple of words? Write it again if you have to. Go ahead.
My calculator.
Take the piece of paper. Yeah. Open up the calculator.
I can't.
Question.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What am I doing with the calculator?
Leave it open.
Okay.
Leave it open.
I already have something in my calculator right now.
Screenshot it if you need to, but clear it out.
Oh, so clear it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because I don't need it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You're going to be the first one.
It's her child support.
Vinny's going to write down this.
quite accurate, actually. Very low.
Do you remember the year that this happened?
No, but I could do a rough estimate.
Okay, don't say.
Okay.
Just write down again whatever it was, but don't show nobody. And let's see if this could happen. Matter of fact, you're going to help me too with this.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to bring all three of you guys into this. This is going to be like an Inception moment. You ready?
Wait, hold on one second.
He's thinking right now. He's trying to think, when did this thing happen?
No. I mean, I'm taking a rough estimate.
That's fine. You don't have to write that down, but just keep that number in your mind. Right now, write down whatever that is. Write it again, just in a couple of words.
Wait. Am I writing down the number?
No, the year? The actual... No.
The event.
Okay, Same thing you wrote, but just in a couple of words.
Okay.
And let's try this. Look at me.
I'm about to have a stroke.
Look at me. 1, 3, 9, 7, 5, 4, 2, 3. If I said to you right now, imagine these... You don't have to remember them. Just imagine these numbers that I've mentioned floating around. And the cool thing about the mind is that the mind will mix them up in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I want you to make up, listen, keyword, make up a password. 6 numbers in your mind right now. Don't say it. Everybody at home doesn't even know what this is because you don't know what this is. You're making up a random 6-digit password. Don't say anything.
What if I don't remember all the numbers? Like, what if it's not a number that you said?
No, that I like this. This is even better.
So whatever code I'm thinking of,
whatever,
it can be a number that you deem to say.
Exactly. Fly.
Exactly.
This is it.
Oh, no, that's too... Can I switch it? Can I mix it? Can I change it?
Change. It's your life.
Okay.
I'll open up a calculator. Everybody, try this. You tell me whenever you're ready. You're ready? Take the piece of paper.
The new one or the old one?
The new one.
Okay.
And fold it up.
Oh, wait, hold on.
This is all fucked up. This is...
Put this down?
Yes.
Okay. I have two now, though. I have to make sure this one is the smaller one, more condensed. Yeah.
But put it away. Don't let anybody see it. Here we goes.
Okay.
This all comes together now. The 6 numbers that you were thinking of that come to your mind, even if they come to you right now, let it flow. Almost like you're channeling these numbers in. Give me the 6 numbers. Remember that calculator? Open up your calculator too. And you have your calculator in your hand.
I don't know. I'm going to fuck this up.
Do this.
Because my brain is like, so I can go to different numbers?
6 numbers.
Okay.
Say it.
Okay.
Do I write it in?
It can be random right now too?
Yep.
1.
Put it in. Put it in your phone too. 1.
Me?
Yeah.
1.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next number? 9. Hold on.
I like that she's thinking about this.
This is... third number?
Yep.
6. 3. And then 2 more numbers, right? Can I repeat a number?
It's your life. 89. I like that. My birth year. Hit plus.
I hit plus two.
Yep. Plus. I get asked a lot, Devontae, if you could do this, why don't you play the lottery? Man, look, if I knew the future, I would. But all I do is work with the mind, and people don't realize I'm just working with the decisions you're making right now. I don't know the future. Look, if I said to you right now, plus, you said that year, it was in your mind. I wonder if this exact year means something. What was the year that you were...
1995.
Put this... hit plus and put 1995.
1995.
Hit equals... We all have the exact same answer, 198, 384, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does this number mean anything?
No.
No, we need one more number. We need your number. Here, hit plus. Hit plus.
Plus.
Let him do it this time. Hold the phone. Take the phone. And hold it face down. No, like this, but hold it up a little bit. Face down, though.
Me too.
Face down.
Like that?
Up like this. And just press. Yeah, there you go. And press two numbers, two random numbers. Check. Did you press two? I can see them. It doesn't matter.
All right.
You press two?
Yeah.
Press four more.
What is happening?
Without looking. Did you press four?
Yeah.
Press one more without looking. I can see it. Let me see it.
Fuck.
It's okay. I can see.
Oh, like I can give it back
sure.
to you?
Sure. Go like this. Put this number in. You hit plus. Wait. Let him see it.
Let me see.
10... 1 8
1 0 1 8
2 2 3
Oh, did I put too many more?
It's okay.
Whatever I think I want. Put it.
And then hit equals.
Okay.
Did you put this number in?
Did I put what number in?
10 1 8 2 2 3
And look at his phone. Look at his phone. What are the last three numbers? What are the last three numbers?
On his phone?
Say it.
On my phone.
What are the last three numbers?
On your phone.
Yeah. Yes.
2 2 3
The last numbers? You hit equals?
No, I didn't hit equals yet.
Hit equals? What are the last three numbers?
607.
What time is it right now?
607!
Nah, that was fried.
That cool.
was fried. But what does that have to do with his...
we're going
to
get that.
What is today's date? The 16th. December 16th. Look at that number again. That's not just today's time. That's just not a coincidence. That is today's time and date on your phone. Yes? Let me see it.
That is fried.
Wait, what? Oh, 12-16.
That's today's date. December 16th.
No!
And y'all put in random numbers.
Random numbers. Six random numbers. And the year. Wait. End the year.
Oh, and the year. 1995.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Screenshot this so you remember.
No fucking way.
Did this year help me know anything about what this memory was?
Hell no.
But look, in this moment, when you open up your mind, look at me. Who has the piece of paper? It's in your hand?
Yes.
Say nothing else. Can I just touch the piece of paper? Matter of fact, I won't touch it. My people may think that I can see. Okay, look at me. Just think of what this moment was. Look at me.
Did you know this was gonna happen?
Just think about who was there.
Pay attention. Who was there?
Don't say it. I'm not. So all my questions are to be answered in your own mind.
Okay.
Look at me. So I saw I know there's a lot of people here. So this is what you're talking. This is a whole bunch of people must be here.
Yeah.
Okay, just focus on one person in this place.
Don't look at me.
This is like a woman you're focused on. I see a woman. Okay, he's smiling. Okay. Yeah.
All right, was it the erection that gave
you? I'm gonna write down what I think. I might be wrong. I don't know. Look at me. This has some, that woman that you, that was in the, I know they're laughing. They thought it was anybody. This is somebody closer. This is like an aunt. Is this your mom that you're thinking about here?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Let me see if I can get some more. Look at me. Just think about now what was happening.
He's going to get it.
I don't know if you're like in a hospital. I don't know why I'm picking up either hospital from you or I see what it is. Okay. Medicine. I see what it is. There's something about medicine okay. Look at me.
Bruh.
Okay, I thought we were in a hospital. Are we in school in this? Something about a school. Something is happening in a school. Look at me and just think about what's happening. I don't know why you guys are outside, though, or I don't know if like...
Oh, my God.
Were you guys outside in this thing when this happened?
Yep.
Is this something about mom giving you some sort of medicine or something?
Ain't no way.
Do you guys want to see it?
Tell us and show us.
When I was in school... My mother used to put pink eye medication on me through the gate at recess.
Was she not allowed on the premise?
Well, no, because we were in school. So, like, she would come.
I get it.
She would come at pink recess eye? And like,
Okay.
And like rub like cream on me.
That's insane.
Okay.
Can I show them?
And he just got that.
You just always got pink. People's always putting shit in you.
That's
your
like
face.
Some normal kid shit.
Nah.
That's fried.
Can you zoom in on that?
Are you good? You're really good with picking
Mom up. Mom gave me medicine during recess. How the fuck did he know what I wrote down on this fucking thing?
I even see it. I'm always trying to.
You probably have incredible self-awareness. You know what
that's
I mean?
Too, but that's very specific, though. That's a very specific
thing. No, I thought of
it.
That no one else would ever know.
Yeah.
He said medicine. I look at you, I just see white guy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know that sounds to be funny, but I just.
Mom gave me medicine during recess. How the fuck?
That was embarrassing? Oh,
because yeah, because I'm in school and like all the kids are like, you know,
watching it.
They're
putting shit in their eye.
Their mothers, I guess, do it later when they get home. My mother's like, oh, 12:15 and like came to the school through the gate, was like putting the medicine under my eye. And he knew it from me writing it down. How?
Are you religious or not?
Are there waves that go from this pen into your fucking...
Like a medium, no?
He did this to me too with Google once.
When will my ex-boyfriend die?
Sooner than you think.
Hallelujah.
No, he just knew what you wanted to hear.
I'm about to cry,
yo. He knew what you wanted to hear.
No, he's dead ass. He's dead ass. He didn't move his eyes.
Devontae, that's crazy.
He's dead.
Shut up.
No, yeah, stop being mad that I have an ex-boyfriend. It's not you.
This was like real shit that just happened.
And you think that wasn't a real question? Okay, he's gonna give us an answer and then we'll get back to me.
Damn, bro.
So what's up?
I'm fucking.
You guys have any questions?
I'm stumped.
I'm trying to think what questions are.
No, because we're waiting for the big reveal.
No, that was it. That was insane.
Do you vote?
Oh, that was it?
Do you vote?
I didn't
vote this time.
I know that there's a fucking method and because it.
Yeah, bro. You just probably.
It's just how.
But like how? Like there that's has so to specific. Be.
I wrote it down on a fucking piece of paper.
That's so random.
Folded it up. Even if like there was like a trick. I thought there was a trick with the pad.
But there's definitely
like
patterns.
You know, like when you go
yes,
to the
okay.
But he didn't touch the pad.
No, he didn't touch anything.
There's just definitely patterns in like people's lives that would make you like, all right, maybe it's like this. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So people.
He didn't say pink eye.
Yeah, but he said,
"I'm trying to make you. You were that was sick. My bad. Thank trying you. To
no,
despair.
I mean, like
that was very good.
It's almost like he knew that I wrote pink eye, and then was like, nah, like condense this shit for me. Like, isn't that crazy?
No,
no, hell no. The more specific, the crazier.
Yeah, but he's like somehow communicating.
But he's
dirty.
Still knew medicine.
You're dirty, Vinny.
He somehow communicated. That wasn't dirty.
Pink,
and then you were like,
shit in your eyes, not.
And
dirty.
Then when he said woman, you were like, oh, because the erection."
Yeah,
it's my mother.
Yeah,
stand by
you're thinking
I said.
That it's woman that he.
Stand by
you're thinking
I,
he's embarrassed
look,
in front
on
of a girl.
On that note, folks,
that was crazy.
That was insane.
Well, all right, Devontae, is that it for now? That's a good amount. Or do you want to?
Is there anything you want to tell
I
us?
Would love
is there
to
any
do,
secrets?
That was the coolest show I ever seen in my life.
Well, you guys got to come out. Where you know, I'm working on a show. I want to put this together as like an experience. I already do this for you know a lot of like private events we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's what I've done for the last 26 years. But you know, now bringing it to the public, bringing it to like a you know like a theater near you type shit. Like
okay.
But making it a different type of.
And this was all real. Experience. We genuinely did not know.
We practiced.
And this is off the cuff, right? Like
you had
this is
on. I said, oh,
no
okay,
production. Like, no like thick. Imagine like if you just came out for a night and like
right,
a night where I just.
Right. Right, right,
set
right.
up a whole night where I'm gonna just mind fuck everybody.
That's crazy. So do you use this in relationships?
Well, I have a fiance, so I'm you know we've been together 12 years. So.
What does she
I
do?
Mean, you know, yeah.
She's a stay at home mom. She's you know full time mom.
Let me guess nice. Her name.
If you guessed her name,
I guess her name.
She has a unique name.
Hold up. Let me. Well, give me. No. Give me.
Well,
I'm thinking.
Assad is like Rain Man. So
hold up. Let me think. I'm thinking. Guess wait. Let me look at your face. Let me think.
Blood your calculator.
Are you looking him up?
Yeah, I'm just going on Instagram. but, yeah, no, never mind. Can I guess her race?
Yeah.
Asian?
No.
Nah, I'm just, I don't think that she would have Asian.
Nah,
girlfriend.
That's
It'd
your
just
last
be funny.
Porn search.
It'd be yeah. funny if she would. Honestly, I don't really be. I,
if
you'd
you
be
guess one of my porn searches, actually, let's
You'd be surprised.
big booty
you
inserts
probably,
race.
You can probably guess it.
Fat ass Asian. Fat
okay,
ass black
Okay, so theater
woman.
Near you. And I'm sure people know that from following you.
So yeah, if you're not following me already, you know, on Instagram, that's where, even like on Instagram Live, you know, which during quarantine is really what went viral for me. We were reading people's minds, you know, through the screen, you know, so Fat Joe came on the live and I went on his live. We've had everybody from Anthony Davis on the live to, you know, tons of whole bunch of celebrities.
Imagine not even have to be in the same room to do this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Are there other guys that you know that are as good at that as you or not?
Yeah, you know, there's a good half a dozen, I think, well-known, famous mentalist. Darren Brown is a one that comes from England. A lot of overseas. There's a dude in Israel called Lior Sushard. I know he just did it recently. He was just on Broadway last week.
Where was he doing it? He's an Israeli guy?
He's an Israeli guy, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
He was out here. He was on Broadway. He was doing it, you know, he was doing stuff with like Kim Kardashian Broadway. And stuff.
What do you think about the psychics?
I don't know why that's funny.
That communicate with the dead.
No, that's not funny.
Wait, listen. What'd you say? Did you say something about?
Nah, because I was thinking that. I'm so sorry. I hope everybody's having a good day, and I love everyone.
You just gotta let me know if I have to edit it out. I didn't hear. So, Pat, make note.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay,
keep going.
What do you think about the in studio mediums that, you know, they're like, oh, you're thinking of a color and then it's red. I feel like that's kind of bullshit. They're like suggesting a bunch of shit. People put the pieces together and then it sounds like.
Or they'll look at me and be like, you don't have a father. And it's like, okay, come on.
No comment.
We could have all, you know, that's okay.
Look how Assad.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Very confused.
But that's life. Not. I'm
I think
just
you have
weird,
a beautiful
bro.
Family and father.
I would have thought you had a dad.
Are you saying that for the camera?
Yes, 100%. That's what I have to say.
That's fine. I could care less.
What do you think about that? Like, those are those mentalists or those? What are they?
The way that I say it is like I often get like, yeah, there's like there's hypnotism, there's psychics, there's mediums, there's channelers, like there's a whole bunch of different, you know, practices. I don't do any of the other ones. I'm like a martial artist. Like I specialize in this one art called mentalism, and mentalism is basically trying to get a very specific thought out of your mind. So even though it seems like mind reading, mind is there's a lot on your mind, but a thought I could get you to focus on, a thought I could get you to write down, focus on it, say it in your mind. I can lead you to a thought, I can lead you away from thoughts. So thoughts a little different.
You toxic. Like, that's some toxic ass shit. Like, yeah. for real.
If
your fiance gotta be like,
the first thing anybody does with this is at least think of some sort of like, damn, how do I benefit my, you know what I mean? Like some,
your
you know
life,
what I mean?
Like make money or something like that. Like,
do you do this when you get pulled over?
Look, I've been doing this since I was nine, good. Right?
Yeah, you know,
yeah. So I have stories for days how I've used it for sure.
What's the craziest? What's one?
How could you use it?
Everything
in the real
from
world?
Like getting out of tickets to, once I was, I had just won Show Timothy Apollo, gotten all this money. Went to the Bronx.
Oh, wait, so you won that show?
I actually won, yeah, first place. And then I lost. But
when they booed you, how did you get recovered?
You had to come back as a champion. You come back and defend your title. Mm-hmm. And I came back cocky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
With a new addiction.
What did the black people say to you after you lost? Like, how were they looking at you?
They didn't care. They was on to the next one.
Yeah, whenever I bomb, I just feel so bad.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I blacked out.
Bad.
Like, I don't remember. Like,
yeah.
It's too many people saying boo.
Yeah, too many black people. So you
let
yourself.
Yeah. They'd be
force
there,
yourself to
Vinny.
Forget that one.
I haven't done a black room yet. I'm
you kill
scared.
It. I
would be really
wait.
Good when I, like,
I can't
when I figure out a way.
To do a black room.
Are they like black people like Italians?
Yeah,
but doesn't mean we like you.
But that's not what my act is. My act is more like just...
No, we fuck with Italians.
No, it's like, it's still stand up. Like, funny's funny at the end of the day. So I feel like it'll translate if it's like, you know what I mean?
You got to do a room where nobody fucking knows who you are, Vinny. And then you'll see that if you're really funny or not. And I don't.
I do that every night.
I don't think you do.
Are you kidding me?
Definitely not. People know you from...
Greenwich Village Comedy Club? These people come from all over the world. No one knows who I am.
No, they see the memes.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, I've seen a video of you with...
Doing some weird shit.
Also, aside, they didn't know who I was. The new generation doesn't know. Remember we did that show?
The new generation doesn't know.
No, they don't.
Remember
no,
it's like three generations since you actually done.
Yeah. Generational wealth.
Low key, bro.
Is that what that is? Okay.
The only one I knew at that shit was Snooki. That's the only one I knew.
Yeah.
Where's your store?
She's famous.
Nah, fuck that shit, yo. Nah, her South Park episode
you're
is fried. My son is
it.
Good. My son is chilling. Yeah, look at why he's saying with us doing magic. He's up.
Yeah. Thank you, Asad.
Shit couldn't be better.
Stop. She's
I thought you worked
she's
at
getting
the stand.
Turned on and stuff.
No, I just thought you worked at the stand and then, yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. I would never wrap it up with you.
I was like, thank you. Don't.
Not with you.
Don't fake. Give me that.
I have to go edit this to not get canceled.
Dang it. How long? We've been talking for an hour?
Yeah, definitely over an hour.
Holy shit.
Over?
Yeah.
But I still.
Can you come
honestly,
back every week? Because this makes it go by quicker.
I feel like we didn't even. I want to talk about Lily Phillips.
Oh.
Still.
Oh.
She had sex with 100 guys. That's a lot of guys.
Guess her body count.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to be like, guess the.
Imagine
like,
he was like.
What number guy 39. I'm thinking of.
Yeah. maybe you could be another. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned to Asad.
What if I do that? You should do that with 100 women.
Asad.
Vinny.
Well, a guy can't do that. Like a woman. Oh, this is going to get red pill, but it's I'm going to do it. I'm going to end it with it.
I want to hear that.
We want to swallow it.
A guy could. Ooh, a guy could. A girl could be like, I want to have sex with 100 girls in a day. Sure. And just walk outside the house and do that. Hmm. A guy can't do that.
But you got the
that's
juice, Vinny.
No, I couldn't even. I couldn't do it.
For a while.
Maybe Devontae. You would
hit like 14 and be like, damn, I'm waiting no more.
14 would
hell
be a lot.
Nah, he's not doing 14.
No, I'm not talking about the anatomy. I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I know. I just like that. You can't even get that many girls.
Yeah.
But you can. You just got to be willing to, I feel like.
You just got to pray, low key. If you just like.
No, but a woman could do that. You could do that in a second. You could just walk outside.
No, like, yeah, stretch.
I know for a fact I can have sex with 100 women.
No, no, I don't
in
mean
one day,
physically.
It's so easy.
I mean that they would want to do.
No, but they'd want.
Okay, the one
never
person that has a vagina.
Yeah,
here?
Well, that's because, yeah.
You're waiting. You're waiting.
I don't know how your shit gets swollen.
Okay, we have to end it. Leah.
End it on swollen.
What do you want to promote?
Just me.
Okay.
Instagram, official Leah Samson, and I have a comedy special coming out next year, so.
Woo!
Look out for that.
I'm dropping mine the same day.
we know who's going to do the better views.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
OnlyFans?
I should drop my special on OnlyFans.
You should.
People like to laugh when they jack off.
Yeah.
I don't. I like to just
I don't know why I agree
off.
With that. Laughing and jacking off is crazy.
I don't like.
At the same time.
I like for somebody.
You've never been like, I love this. This is so fun. Yeah. You've never done that before? You've never
No.
I like to feel belittled when I jack off. Yeah, like, I like that.
All right. What do you want to
I don't want to laugh at anybody else. I want somebody to squeeze my balls and slap me.
Type shit.
What do you want to promote?
You can find me on Instagram at Balji Buckets or just look at Asad Bimbo. I'm trying to think really. That's really, I don't really got too much. I'm probably going to do some stuff or something. Look for that. And just don't.
Asad is going to be really famous one day, guys. I promise
you.
Son,
bro. My son,
you heard it here.
I'm not going to be lame, and I hope I've said nothing wrong, and that you guys all are good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need to, like, maybe we could, I don't know if you're telling the truth about the virginity thing.
I'm dead ass.
But if you are, we could do a thing on the pod where we get some
girls to come in and speed date.
Some girls to come and speed date and
bro,
be like,
I would love
win
would
a date
love
with
that.
Asad.
That would be the best day of my life. That'd
be
insane.
Speed fuck.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm going to treat them right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pulling out.
Can we talk about this actually before we?
What were you gonna say? No, I'm gonna treat him normal.
His
I don't
mother's
know.
Right. How dare you?
I'm sorry. He's
offered my son.
They can't be white though. No
vagina.
White girls.
Why?
Nobody
my boy.
White.
I gotta cut that
that's
out.
My boy.
Nah, they can be, but it's just like boy. I just know my mom. Like they're just gonna get mad. So I just.
Yeah.
But also, it's no. It doesn't matter. They can be Caucasian. That'd be pretty funny.
Okay.
It could just be whatever. I don't. It doesn't.
We have to move on.
I don't got no type.
Devontae, what's your Instagram?
And Instagram is Devontae, DEVONTE, and then the word magic.
Okay. Devontae, thank you so much for coming. You guys were an amazing audience, and you were an amazing performer.
No, the coolest shit I ever seen.
And that was awesome. That was one of my favorites. So
that was nice.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks, Pat. Tune in next week. Like, subscribe, comment, share. This was awesome. And follow these guys. Support them. They're all really talented, and I love putting talented people onto the world.
Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
Leah.
Thank you for having
it's crazy,
see,
too.
That's the shit. I mean, thanks. Whatever.
We have to you end. Tried to make us both have sex with you to do this podcast, but...
Yeah, I know. And only you did.
Yeah. But it's all right. It was respect. Worth it. It was worth.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.